This is 90.3 KEDM. I'm Corey Crow. Louisiana State Police still investigating a fatal single vehicle crash in Rayville. It happened near South Julia Street around 9 p.m. yesterday. The incident claimed the life of a 14-year-old girl from Rayville who was driving the vehicle. The car veered off the road for an unknown reason, collided with a tree, according to state police. Despite wearing a seatbelt, the girl was pronounced dead at the scene. Four other occupants also had on their seatbelt. They sustained moderate to severe injuries and were taken to a hospital for treatment. Speed is believed to have played a role in the crash, and toxicology samples have been submitted. The investigation is still ongoing. State police emphasize the dangers of unlicensed drivers, and they stress the importance of following driving age requirements and promoting responsible driving habits to citizens. The embattled St. Tammany Parish coroner, Christopher Tape, who was accused of child sexual assault but never tried on a technicality in New Mexico, says he was greeted with a suspicious package on his first day of work as the St. Tammany Parish coroner. Brooke Thorington tells us more.
It's a death threat. The only way to, you know, stop me is to kill me, frankly, and I don't want to give anybody any ideas.
After several requests to resign, there's a recall effort to remove Tape.
I'm not going to worry about that. That's up to the voters. I'm going to keep focusing on the office.
Tape also accused his predecessor, Dr. Charles Preston, of a smear campaign.
I'd been iced out of this building. We were trying to see what was going on. We were worried that it had been bugged and there were secret cameras.
I'm Brooke Thorington.
A House committee has voted down a proposal to give Louisiana residents the ability to vote on whether abortion should be legal. A 9-year-old boy from Lafayette came to the Capitol to testify against the measure. Hopkins and Zena says his grandmother was a teen when she was pregnant with his mom and could have decided on an abortion.
I'm glad that she was not, because she's the best mom. And if she was, then none of my brothers and sisters would be here, including me.
Washington Parish Republican John Weibel says he's not finding any support for Freeman's proposal.
I received 719, I just checked, emails in opposition to this, not one in support. I think this issue has been debated, and I think we know where Louisiana falls on it.
Louisiana Tech has won four straight in baseball. They've got ULM next. Bulldogs outfielder Cole McConnell was named Conference USA Hitter of the Week for a second time this season. McConnell hit four home runs in the sweep over Jacksonville State this weekend. And the Warhawks victorious last night. They defeated Grambling 102-76 in the WNIT. It's the first postseason win for the Warhawks in 39 years. This is KEDM.